Jimmy Coplett, Live Nation on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, any more surprises up your sleeve for this concert season?
Nothing yet. You know, I need a few days. Give me a few days. I'll find something, hopefully.
So really?
That'd be a yes.
Really?
Nice.
Well, Mohegan Sun is celebrating its anniversary.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they're actually calling it their birthday, which is interesting.
Nice. Okay. It's a cake?
Yeah, the 25th birthday of the arena and the 30th birthday of the casino.
Nice.
And, you know, so you have Metallica and Foo Fighters and this whole list of bands going there.
Yes.
Is there anything in the works that has not been announced yet?
Yeah, possibility, but slim. But there is one more show possibly in the works.
Nice.
This is a big one?
It's a big one, but it's not a big one for your type of radio. It's not for the Shark or for PLR.
Okay.
It's a pop artist.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, it's still
okay.
Big. Yeah.
It's still big.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Oh, yeah. It's big. But
cool.
It's not. You've never played this artist.
Okay.
I've never even heard a song by this artist.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Very popular.
All right.
Lithuania,
and then this week, Willie Nelson was announced. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, but the pre-sale is today at 10 a.m., correct?
Yes. Yes. And the secret word is sand, S-A-N-D, which we are not promoting.
Right.
Other than on here.
Nice.
Ah, so sand. S-A-N-D.
Sand. Yes.
S-A-N-D.
Sand.
Special pre-code word.
Right.
Right when you were getting off the air yesterday, we had someone call in, and we didn't get them on in time to tell you this story, but they had a kind of like, how cool is Jimmy Coplett? And we want to play you this call. Gary from Wallingford.
Hey, just a quick how cool is Jimmy kind of category here. Back in, my son was in high school many years ago. He wanted to write a paper on what goes on behind stage. We contacted Jimmy. Jimmy said, come down to the show. It was a ZZ Top show. Hang out with my stage manager. He went backstage, got to hang out with the band. Saw $10,000 change on the table before the band would take the stage.
Nice.
Jimmy is just cool.
Oh, I wish I kept him on for that.
Hey.
And by the way, Jimmy's going to wonder later today, why am I getting all these requests about people and their kids and they want to get into the business?
You got an A-plus on the paper. Thank you.
Nice.
Nice. Very cool.
I'll replay this for him tomorrow at this time. Thank you, brother.
Cool.
How cool are you, Jimmy?
Well, that's pretty cool. You got an A+. I'd never got an A+ in school.
Yeah, neither did I. Does D+ count?
So we do what we do.
Yeah.
So $10,000 before the band went.
Pay everybody. Yeah, we used to pay everybody in cash in those days because it was much easier to keep track of expenses on the road. We're using cash instead of credit cards.
Right.
So we used to always have $10,000 to $50,000. In cash backstage for the artists. They pay their hotel bill in $100 bills.
Right,
and
dealers.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Right, you could pay for everything.
Yeah, dealers make credit cards. Yeah.
Food, hookers,
right.
Booze.
All that.
Hotel.
Right.
What's the most amount of money that you had to carry into a concert?
Well, at Watkins Glen, I had to carry $50,000 in cash. I think 50 grand probably is the highest.
Probably 50.
That's a lot.
Yeah, probably 50 grand in cash. But remember, in the old days, in the 70s and 80s, bands didn't get paid that much, so it was a little different.
Right,
And also, $100 bills were rare. We had to pay people in $20 bills.
They're still rare for me. Have you seen any?
Yeah, so $50,000 in 20s.
Yeah, oh.
Nuts.
That's beautiful.
We had Brinks trucks come and deliver the bills.
Oh, how cool is that?
I just want to smell it.
Literally, the money truck was rolling up. Jimmy Coplett, Live Nation on the show. Questions, comments, concert stories, 877-764-2535. Jeff.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
You know, it's AJ Feet Thursdays, Jimmy.
Again.
So anyways.
Ignore him, Jimmy.
Zach Brown Band, it looks like they avoided Connecticut like the plague this year. Why is that? And Kenny Chesney, is he ever going to get out of stadiums and actually do a normal concert for us normal folk?
Define normal folk.
Sorry. Well, I understand the feeling about stadium shows. I'm not a stadium guy anymore either. But as far as Zach Brown's concerned, we thought we had a show in Hartford. Didn't happen. But he played only arenas this year. Didn't go outdoors. Hopefully we'll have him next summer at the Meadows. As far as Kenny Chesney, he essentially took the year off. But, you know, we have him pretty much at Mohegan Sun two nights. Nothing held for next summer. But with a little luck, we'll get him at Mohegan Sun next year.
All right, great. Thanks, Jimmy. All right. You have a great day.
Thank you. And a little bit of chicken. So it's weird. If a band would play arenas, they couldn't do an Xfinity. They couldn't do a Jones Beach.
Well, they could. They could, but sometimes artists prefer the indoor experience.
Okay.
Okay.
Because of not having a lawn. I happen to like the idea of a lawn. They're cheap tickets on the lawn.
Yeah.
When you go indoors, every ticket is more expensive.
Does Jones Beach have a lawn?
No, but they price the balcony very cheaply.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
They added that balcony about 20 years ago, and they're trying to price it like a lawn price.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a couple of decades. I'm going there this summer,
nice.
So I'm excited about it. Carrie. Carrie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Carrie.
Brother. Carrie. Carrie, are you
this
doing?
This message has been transcribed. One moment.
What the hell is happening?
Hello.
Hi. Carrie.
Hi, you became Sybil for a second there. Yes.
Hey, you win weirdest call of the day. Nice. Congratulations. What's your question for Jimmy Coplick?
Hi, good morning. Carrie from Oxford, and I was at the Bon Jovi show that got cut short, and I was just wondering, the day after the show, Jimmy came on and said that John is a stand-up guy, and, you know, if he says he's going to do something, he will, and nobody has heard anything yet.
No. Jimmy?
Well, he hasn't stood up yet, I guess, huh?
He's tired. Sitting. He's still sitting.
He's still sitting. Let him rest, for God's sake.
Well, he is over in Europe right now doing a couple of festivals this week, so maybe we'll hear coming back. It wasn't my show. It was the New York office's show. I really don't know what his plans are. He is a stand-up guy. He is a stand-up guy. But as I said back then, if the artist played an hour and a half,
done.
That's a show. Yeah,
that's your show.
Would have been a show.
That's
for anyone.
I thought so.
Yeah, go ahead, Carrie.
I thought so too. That it was a great show, honestly. But then when you see his last show and he's bringing people on, and you just kind of feel like you were left out a little bit.
Well, that has nothing to do with the length of the show, though.
Yeah.
But you're right. When he brought Bruce Springsteen on, that was pretty amazing. So you're right. I agree with you on that part. But that's just the stroke of luck, which show you go to. But my feeling is an hour and a half gives you a full show, especially you got to be sympathetic that he had nasal problems and stuff like that. He had sinus problems.
Did his best, yeah.
Agree.
All right, Carrie.
He pushed through. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.
I have a couple thoughts on this. Jimmy, is there a section in the contract that states once you get to this point, if you end, you don't have to make good?
Like, well, there is a part of the contract that actually describes the length of the performance, and it's usually either 60 or 90 minutes. I've never followed it in, 58 years now in the business? I've never looked at it and said, you owe me 10 minutes. Or something like that. I think it's just put in there. I always look at 90 minutes as a full show.
That's full show.
Got your money's worth.
And to her point, if Bruce Springsteen was backstage waiting to come out, John would have brought him out and let him sing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you don't have Bruce Springsteen and others backstage, and then you just cut the show
short. Sure, Bruce, come back.
Correct?
Now. Yeah.
He had one night. He had Pat Monahan from Train come out and sing a couple of songs. He had Bruce come out and sing a couple of songs. But that's just stroke of luck. You happen to be at the right show.
Look at the draw.
All right, Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation. Concert stories, questions, 877-764-2535. Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Jimmy, I've been to your lounge at the Amp. It's awesome. My question is, if there's any word on either Sublime or Red Hot Chili Peppers going to be anywhere near here in the next year or so.
It's like a recipe.
No word on opening? The chili. Yeah. No word on the Chili Peppers. Sublime will be touring next summer.
Any thoughts about maybe they'll be coming close? I saw them last year at Westfield Music, and they were awesome. They were so much fun.
Yeah, I heard. I think it'll either be Westville or the Meadows is my guess. One of the two.
Okay, great.
All right, Carol. Thank you. Bill from Milford.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good, hello. Thanks.
Hey, Jimmy was saying that he was in the business for 58-plus years in the business here.
Uh-huh.
So what are you doing for your big 60th anniversary?
Hoping to be alive.
Start with that one, okay.
Yeah. Goal is to be here.
Right.
Yes, that's my main goal in life is to live to 60 years in this business. And I don't have any plans right now. I'll be, I don't even think how old I'll be. But no, I plan to keep working, though. I do plan to reach 60, that's for sure.
It's going
to
happen.
Thank you, Bill. Great question. Emma from Wallingford sent me a text. Today is Jimmy and Shelley's work anniversary. Ask him about it. So when you started as a concert promoter in Connecticut, it was Jim Koplik, Shelley Finkel, cross-country concerts.
Yes. Not sure what she means by it being my work anniversary. Our first show in Connecticut was actually January of 1972, January 11 or 12, Traffic at the New Haven Arena.
Cool.
Was the first show we did in Connecticut. And I'm not sure it's being my anniversary. What's today, August 20th?
Yeah.
Not really sure. No.
So you guys did all these concerts together, and then at some point, Shelley got more interested in boxing?
Yeah, in 1976, we decided that who knows how long the concert business is going to last. It only been around for 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And Shelley came up with the idea, why don't we diversify and go into the boxing business? So I said, okay, I'll run the concert side. You run the boxing side. And we created a very successful boxing business, managed Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, a whole bunch of world champions. Shelley put together, it was great. And ironically, as we sit here in 2026, the boxing business is pretty stiff right now.
Yes.
This UFC's really taken over. But the concert business is bigger than ever.
Yeah. And still Traffic in New Haven.
Have you ever been in a room with Don King? And if so, have you ever wanted to just pat his hair down?
Right. Let me give a comb. Yeah.
I've been in a room with Don King. Scared the hell out of me.
Really?
Big, tall guy. He was tall enough without the hair standing up.
And
I wasn't tall enough to pat it.
Wow.
Oh, he was tall. Yeah, he was tall.
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
Every picture to me, he looked short. Wow.
No, he was tall, and his hair made him even taller, and I can't reach the top of his head to pat it down.
Right. He sat down, perhaps,
He's dead.
But
Joe the Barber.
Yes, how you guys doing? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bringing it up is Ted Nugent has been touring small venues. How about anything coming up the Toads lately?
Nothing in the Northeast that I'm aware of.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of stuff down south and everything.
Hmm. Yeah, he goes where he's politically comfortable. I would book any act. I don't care who they support. If the public wants to see him, come on up north, Ted. I'll bring you into Toads. I'll bring you into Oakdale.
Nice.
No problem.
Oh, that's great. That would be really cool. He's a lot of fun. He's enjoyable to watch. He's crazy on stage.
He's a great guy, too. A great guy. I loved hanging with him. I'd love to hang with him again.
Okay, really quick.
Thank you, Joe. No.
two-for-one deals.
No,
goodbye. No two-for-one deals.
Robert wants to know, ZZ Top at Mohegan still happening?
Yes, it is.
Cindy, you know, we actually got two texts on this. Cindy and April both want to know about Hollywood Vampires.
Right now, they're not on the road. When they are on the road, they either play Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun. But right now, I'm not aware of them being on the road.
Matt from Middletown.
Is Jeff Lynne from ELO coming around?
Did he retire?
I think he's retired.
Yeah. Does that mean no?
That's who you want to see. If you're going to see ELO, you want to see Jeff Lynne.
He's ELO,
right.
Yes.
Right. He is ELO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right. Thank you. Chaz and AJ in the morning. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show. Questions, comments, concert stories, 877-764-2535. Jimmy, your first concert was the Beatles?
The Beatles, February 1964, Carnegie Hall.
Man.
Can't beat that one.
Historic.
Yeah.
Well, it was a concert, but I didn't hear any music because the screaming just overcame the sound on stage, so I never heard a note.
Yeah, I hear that a lot when I went into a room.
And they didn't have sound systems back then to support that.
No, well, you're right. We plugged into the house sound system is what we did. Even in 68, when I started doing concerts in 1968, the artist never brought a sound system with him.
Wow.
And we just give a deli plate backstage with some crappy meat on it. Now we spend $20,000 backstage on food.
$20,000.
Man.
And so you're feeding everybody back there with that, right?
Yeah, we feed the crew, we feed the artists, and we feed the stagehands and me and our staff and breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then we pack up food for the buses. Which has cost $2,000 to $3,000 itself.
Wow.
So when they get on the bus, they have food on the bus.
Is that part of their rider?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking them leftovers from that one.
Right. It's weird how that evolves into a rider item.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, now we're on the bus.
Right. Got to feed us.
And not everyone grabbed a sandwich.
Right.
We should put that in there so we don't have to stop and feed all these people.
Exactly.
We'll make it on a, put it on the venue.
Yeah, you can't fit a bus through a drive-through. Yeah,
I'm guessing that
they did that so we'd pay for it, the promoter, instead of them paying for it.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That was the reason, and we didn't care at first. It was a few hundred dollars. Then all of a sudden, now it's grown to $2,000 or $3,000 worth of food on the buses.
You're all getting
just for the buses.
Pita. Yeah.
Yeah, we got suckered.
Damn.
Yeah, so $20,000 in food. That's breakfast, lunch, dinner, then sandwiches to go.
And apparently good food, too.
Yeah, it sounds
like
pretty good.
When people talk about ticket prices, they don't understand the cost of putting on a concert. We just had Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire up at the People's Bank Arena. Stagehands alone was $150,000.
Hey!
Wow. What is that? How many stagehands is that?
We had 47 stagehands on the in, 60 during on the out to get the stuff out. And look, they're worth it. I'm not arguing the price.
Right, yeah,
saying,
right.
When you look at ticket prices, if you draw 10,000 people and you have $150,000 in stagehands, that's $15 of your ticket that went towards stagehands cost.
Yeah, it's Lionel Richie.
Oh, wow. And that's just stagehands.
Yeah.
Just stagehands.
So you have to buy the building, too, right?
Buy the building. Police, fire, ushers, ticket takers, you're right, pay rent.
Wow.
And then you pay the artist. The artist is the biggest cost.
What is it the biggest cost if you combine all of the other expenses?
It's about 50-50.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Earth, Wind, and Cash.
Mm. Oh, we'll have, when we did the show up at Rentschler Field, we had $3.1 million in expenses.
Hey. For one night.
For one night.
Hang on, my arm went numb.
That seems high.
Damn, man.
What was it for the venue?
Chalupas.
Well, the venue was cheap. It was the stagehands alone was $750,000 just for stagehands.
That seems like a lot of money.
Seriously.
Well, we move in on Monday, and we had the show on a Saturday, and then all day Sunday we move out into Monday. And then we have to get the field back in order.
Right.
That was for Jelly Roll Post Malone that we had. And it's very expensive to put on a show.
So,
and I know people complain about ticket prices, but
there you go.
The costs are very high.
Yeah.
Well, we've done it to ourselves, too. I mean, we're, you know, it's partly our fault. But when the Eagles did the $500 ticket, and we bought them, like, we couldn't get enough.
Yeah.
That was, we started this.
Made a boo-boo, yes.
May I ask, did you guys make any money on that Post Malone Jelly Roll show?
We did not.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. Like
yeah.
It's $750,000 just in stagehands.
Damn, man.
That's You have to sell a lot of tickets just to cover that. Then you got the building and the police and the, everything else.
Nope, the show didn't quite sell out. We didn't make any money.
And then
a lot of work, no money.
When you're at a venue like that, you don't get the food and the beer, right?
No, the venue gets it.
Damn.
Well,
I have to tell you, when I saw Britt Floyd and Get the Let Out, I thought, okay, these guys are probably getting more money than what Zeppelin got and Pink Floyd got when they played for Jimmy in the early days.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
They were great. Don't get me wrong. They were great. But, like, that's a big money night for you, right? Because the place is sold out. People are drinking. People are eating. But you're not paying for Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd.
No, it was a big night for us. You're absolutely right. You know, both bands draw drinking crowds.
Cool.
You know, when it's our venue, like in Bridgeport, that's our venue. We do get the food and the beverage and the parking and everything like that. So that's good. But you're right. It's just the ticket prices are very different than when Led Zeppelin toured. You know, I saw a Led Zeppelin ticket a couple of days ago. That was $7.50 to see Led Zeppelin.
Can you imagine? Make the food extra salty. Drink a lot.
Can you imagine?
Oh, AJ, you're right. A lot of pretzels. We love selling salty pretzels.
Exactly. Have more pretzels. Put some salt on it.
Back up the salt truck.
Right.
We might look stupid, but we're not.
Oh, hell no.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, is on, and we have a question. Mike wants to know about Stephen Wilson Jr. Is that Stephen or Stephen?
Yeah, Stephen Wilson Jr.
All right. Country?
Country. Excellent artist. On some of the Outlaw Festival shows, he's actually on the one in Saratoga that we have coming up later this month. Hopefully he'll play Bridgeport next summer.
All right, and before we wrap up, the pre-sale for the Willie Nelson, Neil Young show at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater starts today in an hour, and if you use the code word SAND, you can get that pre-sale, but we really can't talk about it on the air, so you didn't get it here.
Right, right.
The other thing is you did have a conversation with the Ferry, and they are going to run late?
Yes, Fred has agreed to hold the Ferry till after the show.
Nice.
I will say that Neil and Willie are very nice. The show starts at 7 p.m., I guess Willie needs to get to bed early.
Right.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
93.
So the show starts at 7. They will hold the ferry. So anybody from the island that wants to come over, you'll get a ferry back and forth.
Nice.
Awesome. All right, Jimmy, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great, guys. Thanks. Right.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation.
Jazz and AJ.